This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. Some massive excitement in the studio this morning here. There are few players, if any, that have had a more diverse life post-football than this man. He's branched out into musicals. He's danced. He's was a star of a best-selling soap opera as well. And he happened to be one of the great players of the modern era. His name's Wayne Sheen Crawford. And he's in the studio with us because he's the Mother's Day Classic Ambassador. G'day, Wayne.
Hey, lovely to be here. Hello, Tim. Hello, Gary. We put The Rock on the map. He came on House of Bulger early on.
I told that.
And he's kicked on to dominate and be the highest paid movie star in the world. And
that's right.
And you and I are here.
That's right. And also Gary Sweet, who
Magpie.
Is one of the most decorated actors of all time, played Hector the Detector.
Who else got a run during that show?
Everyone. Everyone wanted to be on, and it was a list, and we sort of every week we'd sit down and go, no, yes. And which Hollywood star's coming in this week? No worries. Yep, they can come on.
lots of stuff, because we haven't seen much of you. You've gone up to Queensland, and you're up in Sydney doing the dancing with the stars.
You know how I start my day? I start my day by going, okay, the kids are at school. Which cafe am I going to get a coffee from and which beach am I going to walk on
so
today?
Just where
but I do listen every now and then.
You don't need to tell us exactly where you are because you'll get swamped by paparazzi and all the type, but you're up on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, the top of New South Wales. Yeah, it's beautiful up there. It's actually gorgeous. I ran into a big plugger. He lives up that way. And I'll tell you what, I saw him yesterday and he is... He rides his bike 100 k's every day, every morning. That's
does.
How he starts
I
his
ran
day.
Into him too.
He shakes your hand. I'm like, no wonder he never dropped the footy. And
he's
I've never seen
skinny.
A fitter man.
He's unbelievable.
Really, he's got veins popping out of his legs, and I love getting behind him when I'm driving. And he's riding the bike and I beep the horn. And he turns around like he's going to kill you. And then he works out, oh, he's okay. He's one of us.
Hey, let's do the Mother's Day stuff because this is an important part of what you're about. It's the AIA supported event.
That's right.
When is it and what are you doing for it?
Powered by AIA, Healthier, Longer, Better Lives, which supports so much stuff.
Well delivered.
May 12th, the Mother's Day Classic. Get yourself involved. Obviously, money.
How far is it?
Well, you got 4, you got 8K, you got 12K, or you can just turn up and be a part of a group and have a little walk or just go and have a coffee and enjoy the day. But celebrating all mothers, obviously breast cancer and also ovarian cancer. Breast cancer, 3,200 women are taken from us every year, so that's 9 a day. And ovarian cancer, one woman every 8 hours is taken away. So, you know, we love our mums. It's a great way to celebrate Mother's Day. And I love my mum. She's still in Findlay, New South Wales.
I love your mum,
going
too.
Strong. She's tough, my mum. She's really tough.
I haven't met your mum. I love your mum, too.
You'd love her, being a good country boy. But I've just got to work out what I'm going to get her. For Mother's Day, is it a scratchy?
Get one of those AIA.
No, is it a lotto ticket or is it a meat tray, Gary? Which one would you go with?
I'd go all three.
Scratchy.
All three.
Everyone loves a scratchy. Hey, what would you get?
You got the hemp underwear living up north. That's why you want a scratchy.
Well, give her a hash cookie or something, you reckon? No.
If you sign up for the Mother's Day Classic, you get a discount on the from AIA as well. Is that right?
Sure.
10%
discount. Jump on the website.
On the Mother's Day Classic registration. It's a bonus. AIA is donating 10 bucks. $10. There you go, to the Mother's Day Classic for the first 1,000 people who register for the RIA.
And Gary's going to chip in as well, so he'll match all of that, won't you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm a happy supporter. That's a subject close to your heart, the Breast Cancer Network.
No, I think everyone does so much for so many different charities, and it's just great to be able to sort of link in and help and give a little bit of exposure.
So this day's raised over $44 million, so that's how important it is. So get involved when you can.
That is an unbelievable message that you've sent out this morning. Just getting back to your dancing and things that you've been doing, though, Dancing with the Stars. I saw you just...
Did you twinkle toe in here?
Across to the barista before. You broke into it.
Yeah, that was called the Viennese Waltz.
Was it?
I'm glad you noticed. It actually takes over your body once you, because we lived in Sydney recently, and you just go for it. You just throw yourself in, you try and learn a new
Hang on, you
technique.
Moved to Sydney for the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long were you there for?
I was there. Do you know who I was? I was living, living in the same area with Ben Cousins. Lisa McCune, Nadia Bartel. We had a great time, but I'll tell you what, we trained hard and we loved it. It was great fun. Channel 7 did a great job.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cousins was a machine.
Yeah.
He took to it like he was playing footy. He trained so hard and threw himself into
was
it.
Was he a natural? I saw some early stuff. He didn't. He looked like he was counting his steps.
Well, I think we all count our steps.
Well, you're a natural dancer.
But no, I'm not. Not when it comes to technique stuff. Yeah, when you have a few beers and you're on a dance floor, everyone thinks they can dance. But no, it was a lot of fun. And it's interesting, like, we're all in the same change room, Ben and I and all the boys, all the men. But it's funny, you go from the footy locker room where you're talking about, come on, let's go get them and rip in hard and so forth. And then next thing, I'm straightening up Ben's collar and saying, mate, your shiny suit's looking really good. Make sure you point your toe when you get out there and don't pull any faces towards the judges, otherwise they'll take another point off you. So it was very different, the chatter behind scenes.
And spray tan or a lotion tan?
Chopper. Well,
do you know what? They said everyone's got to have a spray tan. So I said, no worries, okay, I'll embrace it. I had the first one.
I had to talk you into it, didn't I?
No, I had the first one, and after I said, I'm out. I did. Ben Cousins kept going every 3 days. but I had one, and that was enough. I said, listen, I've got a spray tan, and I'm actually wearing a suit. So what's the point? There was no point. But anyway, still having them now.
And you...
not talk about the Hawks.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
We'll get to them. What about the stage show that you didn't invite me to?
Joseph... and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah, how long did that run?
That went for, it went on to Sydney, but I didn't go to Sydney. But we did 70 shows, and it was probably 3 months here in Melbourne. I loved it. It was so much fun, so challenging. You just knew that any stage, if you stuff it up, you wreck the whole show.
Well, just on that, let me get to the nuts.
Can I just say the arts scene weren't happy with me being
a part
of
it?
What
I was just about to say, because you didn't.
And you know what I said to them?
Shut up for a minute. Let me talk. You didn't get the job because you were Shane Crawford. You probably were given the opportunity to audition because you were Shane Crawford. Is that fair?
Yeah,
and then
you had
to win them over.
Yeah, 100%. And I pleaded with them. I said, listen, this is all I've got. I've got no more. I'll train hard and try and get to where you need me to get to. But I just tried to get into the character that they wanted me to.
Who's your character?
He was sort of like an Elvis-style character, but he
Perfect.
Was a king.
In Joseph.
Perfect. But, you know, with my own sort of spin on it. So, yeah, so when I did the audition, it was pretty daunting because I'm auditioning in front of, people in America and also in the UK.
You wouldn't have had to do a proper audition. You would have just gone
in
there.
No, I had to sing the song.
I thought you would have just gone in there with VHS tapes of House of Bulger.
It's called a real team.
Didn't matter. Oh. No, they
real.
Didn't have any idea when
a
they were talking about Aussie football or Aussie rules.
Oh, there you go. You went on your merits then.
That's what I'm saying.
So I just said, this is all I got. I got no more. But they don't muck around. They go, okay, show us what you got. And as soon as they finished, I'm like, are we going to have a bit of a chit-chat and get to know me a little bit?
Next.
Nah, thank you. See you. Bye. And that was it. I'm like, right, I definitely haven't got the job. And when I got it, I virtually pleaded with them. I said, oh, are you sure? And I really sort of doubted myself and thought, no, this is serious stuff. You're not you're not just flying.
It's not the footy show review.
No, definitely not. There's a bit more to this. But I loved it. I loved the preparation. I loved seeing how professional everyone was. And I loved being a part of something a bit
different.
How
many songs did you have to sing?
I virtually sang one song.
On your own?
Repetitively, yes. But then obviously you have, you know, your support crew there. Nothing more daunting in all my life, and especially even though you're prepared and practiced so much walking up and down the beach.
Yeah.
But I reckon it was probably the second week I started breathing when I started singing on stage. And by the end of it, I actually thought, do you know what? I think I am the king.
old mate over here, he had his nose out of joint because he kept saying to me, "Wisp, I was the best on House of Bulger.
How come I agree with that. Gary was a very good actor.
I never said that.
You were a very good actor.
Well, that's in the eye of the beholder. But to go and do what you did, I think
is... A bit of overacting at times, but that was all part of it.
I think it's extraordinary. So
I like the fact that you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And you do uncomfortable things.
Well, that's what life's about. Well, you want to feel alive.
Guru Gary, why didn't you say that yesterday? That's what life's about, putting yourself into uncomfortable positions.
That's when you learn most about yourself.
Oh, that's music to our ears.
No, it is. When you try new things and different things and things that are making you jump out of bed, that's what life's all about. And especially as we all get a bit older, do something that's going to actually make you feel like jumping out of bed
and
feel on edge.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't fail that much. I thought I was okay.
And don't just go on the treadmill of life where everyone else is going. Go around the town, go through it.
And that's what my mates say. They go, "Oh my God, we can't keep up with where you're going, what you're doing." So, but just have a crack. Who cares?
Yeah,
oh,
good on you.
Stuff everyone else.
Inspirational stuff.
Hawks are struggling a bit. They need to start better, but they are young.
They need to start better.
Like their first quarters have been putrid, but they're young. Like,
how are they going to get? This is what we spoke about yesterday.
Well, remember last year, this time last year, everyone said the Hawks are tanking, and then they got their season going, played a better style of footy. So, Sam will be fine. They just need to start quarters better. I reckon they need to maybe mix up their midfield a bit, get a bit more run, get some real fast players through there. But they'll be okay. And to be coming into this year, I couldn't care less if they don't win a game.
Why?
Oh, just, well, of course you want them to win because it's good for everyone to win. It's good for the supporters and so forth. But it's a real developing year.
There's no headline.
How old is... I couldn't care less
if they win.
No, it's all about effort and learning. Oh. And you can see Sam, even in his coaching, he's leaving players on certain players, even when you'd probably swap them over, to learn. And it's a whole learning phase.
You've become very Northern New South Walesish about yourself.
Yeah, I don't watch much footy, to be honest. I watch rugby.
How old is your oldest boy?
18 soon.
Footy? Yeah, does he play footy up that way?
Well, he retired for 2 years and he was probably my best footballer. But he made a comeback and then he broke his wrist a few weeks ago. And then my 17-year-old was doing some of the Gold Coast Academy stuff. And then he went off this week
surfing.
And he played in a rugby union carnival in Brisbane.
Good on him.
And he said, "I love this because you get to smash blokes."
And what about your twins?
Oh, they're out of control. That's true.
You lost one, you said.
They hate football. They've never watched a game of football in their life. And I think they hate their dad knowing that he played football. So there's no chance there.
That's a great challenge of parenting. You've got to go because Geordie Brown's out there. Where are you going now? You've done the big show. Where else are you going?
I'm going for bacon and eggs. No, I don't know where we're going, but it's great to see you guys. I love you guys. I respect you guys so much.
You
do a wonderful job. And
you're doing a wonderful job. 27 years, Mother's Day Classic, $44 million. So get on board, help out where you can. It goes to such a magnificent cause, and it's made our day seeing you come
in.
Great
to see you.
Yeah, you can call me at any stage. No worries. All the best.
Off you go. Shane Crawford.